Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Word. A speech sound or series of speech sounds that symbolizes and communicate a meaning, usually without being divisible into smaller units capable of independent use. We use words to describe the world we live in. While they can't physically change it, they can shape our perception of it. Words have power. They can hinder, hurt, harm, humiliate. Words can destroy. The scars left by words are unseen and often the hardest to heal. That's because when they come from someone we love, they hit harder and deeper. And if said enough or in the right combination, can change our perception of reality, of ourselves. People tend to remember the negative over the positive actions in our lives. The same is true for words. We internalize them. They scrape away at our insecurities, mental health, and overall well-being. They can strip us of our self-worth, self-confidence, and self-love. Words are like a poison whose venom creeps into the pit of who we are, destroying us from the inside out. When used against us to others, they can also change their perception of who we are. Why? Because words spoken out of hate or malice never tell the whole story, and the people they are spoken about often feel helpless and feel that they can't defend themselves. In many cases, we don't even know that those words have been said until it is far too late. Words can tear families apart. They can ruin friendships, destroy relationships, spread lies, spread fear, start wars. Words can break us. Verbal abuse is when a person forcefully criticizes, insults, or denounces someone else. Because the abuser feels the need to dominate, they are compelled to negate the perceptions of the partner about the abuse, which causes even more psychological pain. Verbal abuse is a silent killer. It is almost impossible to get accurate statistics of it because the words are usually said in private, and the wounds are always internal. Join me and help raise awareness for the often overlooked crisis of verbal abuse. Words have power. Together, we can use them for good. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can uplift or destroy me. Why? Because words do matter.